get up out of bed, get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. and we are live around central Queensland as we always are. Happy Tuesday.
Tim, after 8 o'clock, I want to talk about fake tan fails.
No.
Yeah.
No, buddy. You don't need fake tan.
Look, I don't wear fake tan, but it's because as
your
a child...
Your fake tan is life.
I wore a lot of fake tan as a
kid. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Dance competitions.
But you were still so tan.
Yeah.
Why do you need to be more tan?
I used to have to be orange, not brown.
I was going to say, because then, say, if you get a fake tan and someone else gets a fake tan that's a lighter shade of skin than you, then they're always chasing you, because if you get one, then they're going to go to where you were, and now they're not at that level.
I wonder whether anyone in Queensland actually uses fake tan. Like,
I don't know. My mother, bless her cotton socks, before she goes on holidays to sunny places, gets a fake tan.
Amazing.
And I said, Mum, you get the tan at the sunny place. She's like, no. You go there with the tan and then the other tan builds its way in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's real skin science.
Look, your mum's been around for many years. I think she knows what she's talking about, Timmy.
Yes, that's why she puts ice in her wine, because it lowers the alcohol content. No, it doesn't, Mum. It adds the water content.
Tim, we're also opening the courtroom of Tim and Jess today.
Oh, buddy.
Because a friend of ours does something, and I think it's kind of
it's
a genius
garbage.
Idea.
It's like, not a genius.
I've never done it myself, but I'm inclined to do it after he's told us about it.
This is the thing that worries me. Whenever you hear about these said things, you go, I'll try that. And that's not okay, because especially what this person has done, which has involved something that's quite shady retail store.
Shady, maybe.
Shifty.
Yeah.
Shifty over shady.
All clever. You decide later.
Okay.
So coming up in a couple minutes' time, I want to tell you about the shortest divorce, I think, potentially in history.
All right.
Not Kim Kardashian's. It was actually quicker than that.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye still together?
No, her previous husband. They're only together for like 72 days.
Before Kanye, I did not care. I did not care.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I'm not sure what the record for this is, but a man in Dubai has divorced his bride 15 minutes after getting married.
Wow.
That's got to be the shortest divorce ever, right?
How bad can the consummation of the marriage be that is necessary?
The ceremony had just taken place, and 15 minutes after the ceremony, he's already asked for a divorce.
Well, you know, sometimes, like, in the ceremony, like, it takes longer than 15 minutes. He might not have even made the vows. He might have just thought, and here's your bride. Oh, anyway, gotta be off. On my way.
And you're probably thinking, why would he want to end it after just 15 minutes?
Was there something going on behind the scenes? Was it an arranged marriage? What's going on?
Well, it turns out in Dubai, they still do this, like, really long-running tradition of a dowry, right? So in Dubai, the groom has to pay the bride's father in two installments.
Nice.
So basically 100,000 dirhams. I don't know. What's the Dubai currency? Dirhams.
Since my last visit, I can't remember the pronunciation. I do apologize.
It's basically two installments of $27,000.
What a very
specific
number.
That's how much this bride was worth to her father.
Yes.
I don't know why the dad's getting paid off. It seems a bit barbaric to me, but...
Oh, what? In the Middle East? I'm shook.
That's crazy. So as soon as the ceremony is over, the first payment is made.
Nice.
And then after the
ceremony... Do you have to show the receipt on your phone? Like, look, so. there's the transaction
interaction. I'm pretty sure it's all in cash.
Oh.
So then the second payment is made at the end of the wedding. So they've done the first payment.
So he put down the deposit.
He's put down his deposit. He's taken his bride. 15 minutes later, the father of the bride is after him. Where's my money?
Where's the second installment?
I want my second installment. Where is it? And then the groom's like, whoa, chill out. It's in my car. We're on our way there now.
Oh, no.
And the bride's father was like, nah, you're getting it now.
Whoa.
Get it for me now. Send one of your groomsmen. Do it. Just make it happen.
All right. This is not in the spirit of any wedding I've ever been to.
The bride's sitting there going, guys, can we get some cake or something?
Dad, the hors d'oeuvres haven't even come out.
Groom has gone, you know what? I don't need this. I'm out. Divorce. 15 minutes.
Divorce. But so, surely he wouldn't have the divorce papers signed in 15 minutes. He just would have left the relationship. You can't go...
Well, I mean, maybe they just tore up the marriage certificate. They were like, oh, we don't have to file this.
Well, no, even if you rip it, it's still void. Like, it's still there. So it's not a divorce. They've just separated.
15 minutes after
getting
married.
Yes, I've realised that they have separated, but I doubt that they could get the paperwork organised in time unless he was really aware of what he was going to do.
Tim, stop making my story less dramatic.
My bad.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You might have heard in the news last week that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, the leaders of the United States and North Korea respectively, cancelled their planned meeting for demilitarization.
I mean, was it cancelled or did one of them go, yeah, I'm not going? And the other one went, yeah, fine, I didn't want to meet up anyway. That's how I feel like their chats are going lately. It's like two toddlers arguing over Lego.
I still assume they chat over MSN and they're sending each other inappropriate little, those little video messages that I can't remember. They weren't GIFs back then. They were something else.
Video messages.
They were like little, they were GIFs, but they weren't GIFs back in the day.
All right. The first version of emojis?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it actually might still be on the cards because spokespeople from both the US and North Korea have said that there's still ongoing talks between the North Korea and the US. We continue to prepare for a meeting between the president and the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un.
Did they finally decide on a location for the talks? Because I know they were talking like Sweden.
Well, Switzerland is like... neutral motherland.
Mm-hmm.
Also, New Zealand is just picturesque.
Oh.
And they don't have an army. So I know where I'd be going. But it is interesting because I don't know why, but I have really turned around on Kim Jong-un and I feel like he's got me. And he's got me and he's tricked me.
Okay.
Because
what do you mean?
He's acting real nice. He's acting too nice in the last 6, 10, 12 months.
Is it because him and the South Korean
president, they did the handshake over the border for the first time in decades between
the
North and South
Korean
leader?
And all of a sudden you're like, you know what, Kim Jong-un's haircut is starting to look pretty good. I reckon I'm going to get it.
No. Have you seen the movie The Interview?
No.
It's about like a TV reporter in America.
That's the one, James Franco.
Yeah,
and,
it's about a TV reporter going to North Korea, meeting Kim Jong-un. And he's positioning, Kim Jong-un's trying to trick him that he's really nice.
Right.
And I reckon we're getting interviewed right now.
Oh.
I've got a big feeling we're getting interviewed. I'd like to think not. I'd like to have faith in humanity that we're not being Seth Rogen'd right now.
I just really, in my dream scenario, they would meet up. It would be all these peaceful talks and then all of a sudden one of them would just like slap the other one in the face. Imagine that as a headline the next day.
Oh.
Kim Jong-un slaps Trump.
Toupee flies. North Korea dies. You're welcome, Observer and Bulletin. You are welcome.
You can take that one for free.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, yesterday, both State of Origin teams' sides were announced.
Yeah.
And the brand new Queensland captain was also announced.
Craigie Inglis.
Can you believe it?
First South Sydney Rabbitohs player to be captain of an Origin team in a very long time.
Is that why people were saying that he should be a part of the New South Wales team?
No. So... I don't really want to explain to you the selection process of State of Origin. Essentially, your first representative game. So you could be born in New South Wales or Western Australia. But if you play representative footy, say in Cairns in North Queensland, then you're automatically a
Queenslander.
So it doesn't matter where you're actually born. It's very confusing.
Right.
It's silly. And a lot of players that play for Queensland were actually born in New South Wales. And I feel like this is the first time that I've actually said this on the radio.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a New South Wales fan, and Queensland's been dogging the boys for years, and it's about time that we got all our players back.
Well, I've decided to become a Queenslander this year because I didn't have a team, and why not? Why not jump on the Maroons?
Well, my thing with the Maroons is that they're too good. They've won 11 out of the last 13 or something. Like, it's like when Roger Federer was too good at tennis. No one liked him. Now I like him because he doesn't win all the time.
Yeah, but the team is very different this year, apparently,
well,
Tim.
Because Cameron Smith obviously stopped playing representative footy, so that's going to change that.
Very abruptly. But we've got a good side, I think. I'm not sure of many of these names, but I know Billy Slater, and he's on the team.
Oh, good
Go
job.
Billy.
There's a couple of like Titans players, Broncos players, which is good. So I'm excited. Your birthday is State of Origin next week.
It
6th
is.
June at the MCG.
Cannot wait. You can check out the full side at hit.com.au if you want to check out both teams. I mean, even if you want to check out the New South Wales team.
All right, buddy.
Unfortunately.
We are fair and reasonable on this show.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Being separated is quite common these days. And obviously, if you're in a relationship and whether you're married or not, and it's not right for you, it's not healthy, it's perfectly fine to separate.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that, having kids, then it gets tricky because then there's a lot of money going around here, there, what's owed, what's this. And child support's massive all around the world, especially in Australia. And the Turnbull government is very strict on child support because they have a policy in place that say if you want to go overseas on a holiday but you're paying child support and you haven't paid up to date with your child support, they'll block you from going overseas until you've paid that money. Because they say if you can afford to go on a holiday, you should be able to afford to pay
your
for your child support.
Absolutely.
And I absolutely 100% agree with that. I think that's a great initiative that Malcolm Turnbull's brought in. Thing is, when people get to the airport, because they want to go on holiday so bad, they're paying these incredible lump fees just to leave the country to go on a holiday.
Is there like a section of the airport that deals with this stuff?
Is the you neglect your child section right next to the Krispy Kreme?
Excuse me, sir. Just over to that green door there, the neglected child section.
Right through the shame hallway, if you could go there. And then it's broadcast on those news monitors that are up there that once you go in. But
You have to bring a briefcase full of cash.
Exactly. But no, here's some staggering numbers. So I thought the first two that I'm going to bring up were a lot of money. So obviously, three parents here, they've all tried to go overseas, but the government's gone, well, you can't leave until you pay up to where you're due with child support, because child support's based on your wage. So if you earn like $20 million, it's going to be a lot higher than if you earn $20,000.
Sure.
So one parent forked out $30,000 on the spot. Bang, there you go. I'm going to go to Tahiti. Let me get my son. There you go.
Yeah.
Not S-U-N, not S-O-N. $60,000, another parent.
On the spot. Who has this cash just lying around?
On the spot. And this one, I thought it had to be a typo in this press release that I've read. $350,000 in a lump sum. Paid on the day, within an hour.
Where were they going?
They were going to the United States. This family must be very well off.
Yeah.
If that's the level of child support that's been building up. Or they are the worst human being on the planet.
Yeah, have they never paid child support ever?
They could be 99.
Yeah.
It is worrying. But $350,000 is a lot of money. And I love the idea because it's actually raised $3.5 billion since 2017, since 2016, sorry, in child support. So that was money that wasn't paid in child support now.
Wow.
$3.5 billion back into child support in Australia.
That is incredible. Who just has $350,000 sitting around their account to go, I'm going to drop that today?
What, you don't? How do you think I buy all these nice things, like this very authentic sweater that I'm wearing?
Mate, that sweater is garbage.
Yeah, it was $3.
You and I both know it.
It was $3.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you've just broken up with someone,
condolences.
There are chances are that you have developed some sort of a heart condition.
Yes, it is. I've only ever, besides my current partner, who I hope will never break up with me, I've only had one partner, and when that ended, I hurt in ways I didn't knew existed.
Right? Like, you can properly have a broken heart. People describe it as like, I've got a broken heart.
I more felt like I had a broken stomach. It was all here. That's where my pain was.
See, I just felt empty inside, which I still do, but that's a different issue.
We don't have all day, buddy.
It turns out if you lose a partner, you're at risk of developing arterial fibrillation. So an abnormal heart rhythm.
Doctors, 13, 12, 16, call through and tell Jess how to say that word. My word.
Basically, you can get an abnormal heart rhythm, which can lead to issues of heart failure and clots.
Stress. Of course, stress induces the heart rate to increase, and sometimes that can introduce those palpitations.
Essentially, breaking up with someone puts you at risk of heart failure.
Yeah.
It actually happens.
It actually happens. And famously, in 2002, as Rob Thomas once said, this is how a heart breaks. He was on it. well before us. 16 years in the making, Jess, and we finally got here.
But, Tim, in case you're wondering, there is ways that you can fix a broken heart.
How?
Right? So the two main ways that you can apparently fix a broken heart.
Sure.
Is a good night's sleep and a big old hug.
Yeah. And a guy named Derek that you definitely shouldn't be seeing after 2 a.m. Anyway, how you going, Derek?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
You might not be aware, but we are under attack at the moment here in central Queensland. And I don't mean to be alarmist. Cannot stress that enough.
Except we're under attack.
By fire ants.
Ooh, that here, doesn't sound good.
Here in Queensland, red fire ants are starting to really take control of the Queensland scenic rim.
Now, are they called fire ants because they're, like, red?
No, they drop mixtapes and straight fire is what they're spitting out. No, they're red. They're fire ants because of the colour and because of what happens if they bite you.
Oh.
You feel a pain similar to a burn.
Wow,
And
not okay.
The thing about red fire ants is they don't just attack. Like, it's not like a bull ant. They're just sort of, there's one of them and it bites you. They're a swarm animal. So they work in groups and they go attack you in numbers.
Oh, my God.
So it's costing the government, actually, a fair bit of money because they have to repair a lot of land that the nests of these red fire ants are creating. So in soccer fields, in parks, in trees, in backyards, because their nests are incredibly large.
Have they made their way to CQ yet?
Mate, it's Queensland.
It's just all of Queensland.
It's Queensland, the scenic rim. We're in that, buddy.
Oh,
we're in that.
God.
So, and it's saying over an estimated 30 years, it could cost the state $45 billion worth of maintenance and repairs. The worst thing is, obviously, they're a dangerous animal because it can cause anaphylactic shocks. It can create heaps of things. And sting from fire ants cause painful, burning, itching sensation, which lasts for a while. And if you get stung multiple times, that's when those anaphylactic shocks can come into case.
Can my AeroGuard still protect me
from them? No. Maybe you can of Lynx deodorant, Will. In the ad, women do run through glass windows to get to you. But in real life, if you use Lynx deodorant on ants, they run away from you.
Right.
So just be aware, if you're sitting at home right now, your house could be a red fire ant's nest without you even realizing. You could be living in their home. That's how big it is, Jess.
I mean, they need to get out.
All right.
I'm not about this.
All right. That's just...
Find a new home.
You are a fan of Donald Trump, aren't you?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, a band called BTS have topped the Billboard charts. Who is this?
Yes. Oh, you know what? This group, BTS, they are a K-pop group. They are absolutely taking the world by storm. When I was at the Billboard Music Awards the other day, there were thousands of screaming fans, all there holding signed BTS. I once got a photo with BTS. I tweeted it. It was retweeted 42,000 times.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Get a girl.
Their name, BTS, was the most tweeted word last year in the world. BTS.
I've got a bit of their new one, Fake Love, here if you haven't heard it. So it's like the poppy, like Korean pop market.
Yes, well, they are now officially the number one song on the Billboard 200, Ooh. Which is the first time ever that a K-pop group has done that. And with that kind of audience and that kind of fame, I am not surprised. They're actually really fun. Like, I urge you to get into it because it's fun.
Do you reckon this opens up the Billboard charts to more K-pop bands, Dean?
100%. This opens the Billboard to all sorts of different music from around the world. They're killing it. They are absolutely killing it.
It is good to see someone a little bit different at the top of the charts. So it is good. So thank you very much, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Talk tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Deanie.
As always, you can get everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Every Tuesday we open up the courtroom of Tim and Jess. If you've never experienced being inside that courtroom, if you're a part of the jury...
Or you're in for a treat.
Yeah, if you've been part of the jury, congratulations for making it this far. But the jury doesn't really have much sway here in this courtroom.
It's really the only courtroom that, where the jury, I mean, the arguments, and everything doesn't matter. It's up to the one final judgment.
That's right. First person to call through, it doesn't matter how garbage or amazing their opinion is, they're the judge. And their ruling is final. And the whole thing is that because once a week, Jess and I disagree on something.
Yeah.
It's the only time a week.
A mate of ours came to us with a bit of an idea, I guess.
Well, this person said that they'd been doing this for a while. Intentionally.
He buys clothes, mm-hmm. he'll wear them, mm-hmm. and he'll keep tags on so that he can return them after he has worn them.
I categorically... think that is one of the most garbage things you can do to a retailer.
And look, for me, I have never thought to do this before. I've always gone, well, you know, I've bought it, it's mine now. Like, there's no returning.
It's mine.
Unless there's something, like, physically wrong with it, like it just something breaks on it and I have to return it, I don't return a lot of clothes. Even if they don't fit properly, I'm like, one day I'll wear it.
Well,
one
day it'll fit me. Any time that, like, I accidentally shrink something, I don't throw clothes out. Unless there's, like, a rip or a hole or a chock top on top of it, like I have had it multiple times in the past.
Yeah.
But that's not okay. You can't do that,
Do you
want
to hear from some of the jury?
Sure.
So someone said it depends why. If they legitimately have a fault that you didn't cause, then yes. Otherwise, no, you can't return it.
What do you think, bud?
I think that maybe I might be on board with this. Like, I've never done it before.
Think of the business that you're affecting.
I just think if there's nothing wrong with it and they can resell it again, I think this is a genius idea that our mate's doing.
Exhale.
We've just had a lot of no's. Christy said no. Carmel said no. Tracy said no. Marie said no. Katrina said no.
The jury is all leaning one way. And I'm happy with that because they're leaning the same way as me. But
jury doesn't matter, Tim.
Jury doesn't matter. 13, 12, 16, first person to call through is our judge, and they will make the final ruling. Can you return clothes after wearing them while keeping the tag on?
Yes.
No. No. 13, 12, 16, if you want to be the judge this week, can you return clothes with the tag on after wearing them? This week for you, be the judge. As always, Jess and I cannot agree. Doesn't matter how many people reach out to us telling us what they think. Doesn't even matter what I think or Jess thinks. That is what our judge thinks.
Yep. And whatever the judge rules, Tim, is final.
It's final, like most courts, except in Scandinavian countries, which is quite corrupt. But, Jess, we are not a corrupt courtroom, and I will not stand for corruptness. And this week we're focusing on returning clothes after wearing them, keeping the tag on purpose to do so.
Well, a mate of ours told us
I don't think they're a friend.
He told us that this is what he does. Sometimes he'll buy some clothes.
Garbage.
He'll wear them. Garbage. He'll realise he doesn't want them, but he's kept the tag on, so he returns them.
It's not okay.
He's a sweaty boy.
You think this is kind of... smart.
I just think it's a clever idea. I've never tried it, and I'm thinking if the judge declares...
Beep. Is that a Coles truck or is that Jessica backtracking on her opinion?
If the judge declares that this is okay, then maybe I'll give it a run.
Right, look, Jess, look, I hear you pleading your case. I disagree wholeheartedly. I think it's a garbage move to do to a business. But it doesn't matter what both of us think or the jury. All goes down to our judge. And this morning it is Beck from Gracemere. Now, Beck, given all the information from from both sides and the jury, where are you leading with your decision at the moment?
No, they shouldn't. I actually work in a refund department.
Work in a refund department?
This is interesting.
Incredible. Yeah. So what do you see?
Look, I've seen plenty of things trying to be brought back, and no, that's definitely a no.
Is it common?
I've seen it a couple of times.
What do you say? Can you say anything, Beck? That's actually interesting.
Oh, well, I don't want to say too much.
No. Sorry, like, can you say anything to them? Like,
yeah,
can you be like,
what they've done, like, can you call them out on it? Like, is it obvious?
Yeah, if you can honestly see that they've worn it, yeah.
Like, how much would it, like, you'd have to properly wear it. It'd have to be dripping in sweat or, like, with dirt on it to know. Because sometimes, but I guess there's that
girls
fresh
get the
press.
Foundation marks around the neckline?
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes they do smell.
Yes, that probably would be.
Oh, Beck, do you have to do the smell test?
No.
Bless your cotton socks. Well, Beck, you are the judge. Doesn't matter what all our jury says, even though you are pretty much siding with 99% of the people. So final ruling, can you return clothes with a tag if they've already been worn?
No.
Thank you very much,
now
Gavel Down.
I don't
down.
Even get to try it.
Thank you very much for being our judge, Beck.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed, hey?
Yeah, well, if I was you and I saw the scoreboard, which I can't right now because I'm facing away from, would you be able to repeat the score of you being a judge?
Yeah, look, it's 15 to 8.
Hmm. I think you might be a bad person.
People just need to give me a go, hey?
Give it
I'm
up.
I'm just a little Aussie battler.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Powderfinger, my happiness there. Good use of tambourine, in my opinion, right at the end. Just you know, Powderfinger and Jet, Australian rock bands.
Yeah.
I honestly think Australian rock bands are the best users of tambourines in all songs.
Can I ask a real question here? Is there like a professional tambourinist? Or is it just someone in the band that also happens to know tambourine?
Well, in Jet, it was the lead singer. And in Powderfinger, it was the lead singer.
Right, so it's usually the lead singer's responsibility to do the
Well, to
tambourine.
Be fair, it would be hard for Angus Young of AC/DC to be shaking that tambourine also while shredding on his guitar.
No, I'm just like, oh, is there someone in the band that's just their one job is to do tambourine?
In the Foo Fighters, there was a triangle. Literally, someone just played the triangle on stage. So that would be you. You could join the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
But you wouldn't be in time, so it's a hard gig.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
13, 12, 16. Every girl has one. Fake tan fail stories.
Ooh, I definitely thought it was a different fake word you were going for, but sure, fake tan. Yes, I have seen many a bad fake tan.
Right? And it's always the girl who goes, oh, my God, my fake tan looks amazing. And you're like, oh, honey, what mirror are you looking
at? If you're in a tent and someone's pointing a hose at you, you didn't get a fake tan. You got a joke against you. That's true.
One lady over in the UK, 36 years old, decided to apply a dark tanning mousse overnight. So there's different kinds of fake tan that you can get, Timmy, just so you're aware.
I have a sister and a girlfriend. I know what the ritual is.
So she put on this mousse, slept in it overnight, woke up late, was late to the gym, went, you know what, it's fine. I'll wash it off after the gym. It'll still be okay.
Bad.
That's mistake number one, right?
Bad move. I know that.
So she left it on while she wore a pair of Adidas leggings to the gym. Mm. Gets home, washes off the fake tan, and she's like, oh, my God, I look so bronzed and glowing. I'm amazing. Course. But then looks down at her ankle, and she's got an Adidas tattoo on her body now.
Now that is advertising.
So the Adidas logo had stuck to her skin.
Of course, yeah, the leathery, sticky stuff.
Yeah, and kept the fake tan in that spot more than any other spot.
Was it flipped? So it was like Sidasa.
No, it read Adidas.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
And she tried to cover it up with more fake tan.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. It just made it darker and more visible to everyone else.
You might as well just outline it. Really go hard.
I can't even use my fake tan now. Like, I have to wear, like, more pants to cover the Adidas logo. Otherwise, I look like I'm walking advertisement.
That's all right. You can just walk around in your wedding dress with a pair of socks on. No one's going to question that. It's your wedding day.
It's taking active wear to the next level, isn't it?
I know for a fact that you did dancing as a child.
Oh.
And a lot of people that do dancing or calisthenics or something like that, they would have aggressive tanning.
I did this
stories.
Weird form kind of dancing. It was called physical culture. Now, a lot of people won't have heard of this.
Yes,
it was like
it sounds like a cult in the middle of the woods.
It was really big. It's really big in Brisbane and like New South Wales and a little bit of Victoria. But it's basically a combination of calisthenics and ballet and jazz all in one. And we used to have to fake tan just our legs. We'd wear these like horrendous black leotards, long sleeve black leotards. And then you just fake tan your legs. So it was like orange legs and a black leotard.
Like a choc top.
Essentially the colours of my Wallabies football team now.
Yes.
But just on my body.
That's not pretty.
So I have not been a fan of fake tan for many years.
I've seen many. And everyone has. You're listening right now and you haven't either had one yourself or you've seen a terrible one. You're lying to me. And I don't like being lied to.
13 to 16, have you had a fake tan fail?
Fake tan fails, yes. I lost a bet and had to do a fake tan once.
Did you?
Yes. I did.
Did you look incredible?
Look beautiful. You know how everyone's like, oh, you look better with a tan? I don't.
Not the case.
Not the case. 13, 12, 16, what was your fake tan fail? Give us a call.
Fake tan fails, Timmy, because every girl's got one. I've had friends that have gotten fake tans, and then the washing off is the hard part. Like one of my friends, she forgot that you're not supposed to put deodorant on straight after a fake tan.
I didn't know that.
And so she had two white patches from her deodorant.
It's cool. It's like a tattoo.
It's beautiful.
Because there was a story online on social media of a girl that forgot to take off her fake tan, went to the gym, wore her sports leggings that had the Adidas logo on it, essentially tattooed a 10-day tattoo on her leg of the Adidas logo. The company loved it.
Yeah.
She did not.
Meanwhile, if you want a tattoo, I mean, this is the way to get it, apparently, right? Yeah. That's a cheap tattoo.
10-day tattoos by Tim and Jess. We'll patent that. That's a good idea. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, after yourself and every woman that's ever existed, what were your fake tan fails? Mm. Well, we've had Ash call through from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Ash, what was your fake tan fail, mate?
Oh, my God. So my year 12 formal, I fake tan. I know. Sorry, Dad. I fake tanned myself because I was trying to be cheap. Decided on the day of my formal that I wasn't tanned enough with my white dress. but I did it with gloves on. And in the limo on the way to my formal, I realised that I'd forgotten most of my hands. So
it looked like you still had gloves on, Ash.
Oh, my God. I know. And they weren't, like, the cool, trendy, like, formal gloves. Like, it was just terrible. So, like, all the photos, I've just got these white hands, and you can see, like, I'm trying to tuck them behind me in every little bit.
Doing dad pose where they walk on beaches and the dad's hands are always behind their backs.
Yeah, like a penguin.
That is incredible. Wow. So have you gone back to the fake tan since, or are you scarred from that?
No, I go to the professionals now.
Yes.
So, I don't do it myself.
Always a good option, Ashley. Right. Thanks so much for your call.
No worries.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, it's just horrifying, isn't it? Go to a professional or just, you know, use your own skin.
Spit on your arm and roll in some sand. Looks the same, essentially, in my opinion.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and Tim, more than a million vehicles with potentially deadly Takata airbags have been added to the recall list by the Consumer Watchdog.
That's not good.
Now, they already had so many cars on that list, and the defective airbags can actually spray shards of metal upon activation if it's propelled, if its propelling mechanism is exposed to high levels of moisture. So they're faulty. This is not okay.
What cars have been added to the list, Jessica?
Mercedes-Benz C-Class, Ford Mondeo. Sorry, and Toyota Yaris
I thought you were going to say Hilux. You're about to break my heart. Don't you say Hilux.
There's heaps of them. So 2.8 million vehicles were under the active recall at the end of April.
Yes, I remember reading that. We shared that.
So 1.9 million have already had their airbags replaced, but that still leaves 900,000 people that haven't.
Just go and check online. It's up at hit.com.au. It's up everywhere. You can check if your car's up there. And if it is, they replace it free of charge. So it's not going to cost you. They go in, they take it out, and they replace it with something that's not going to explode into your face.
Even if you're not sure, get your car checked just in case.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
it's quite save dangerous.
Lives. Airbags save lives, and you don't want them injuring people.
It's quite a dangerous thing if you've got a faulty one. So you can check out this story as well as many other things that are trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Next Wednesday, it's going to be a big day here at the radio station. It's going to be a big day all across Queensland for yourself included. And look, even me, even though regrettably so. And of course, I'm talking about a very special birthday by someone that we're all joined by every single day. I'm talking, of course, about the birthday of Queensland the state.
And Jessica Pantu.
Apparently also it's your birthday on Wednesday. But next week, Jess, on Wednesday, the 6th of June, it is the birthday of Queensland and State of Origin. One's kicking off at the MCG. Kick off with a party vibe.
Yeah.
Celebrate with a party for Queensland on Wednesday night with State of Origin.
Wednesday is officially the birthday
of
Queensland. 6th of June marks the separation of Queensland as a state.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to celebrate Queensland and what you love about Queensland.
Yeah. So next Wednesday, I'm thinking about hosting a party for the state of Queensland.
Well, I mean, it's my birthday too. I'm going to be 27.
Are you saying that you're more important than the state of Queensland, Jessica
Pantu? Yes, that's exactly exactly what I'm
and,
saying.
And, you know, I hate your mentality on birthdays anyway, because you're like, Tim, it's the day, that the one day of the year that it's all about me.
Mm.
And I say, how dare you? There's 364 days as well that are all about you.
I try. So that's the one day that I can be like the worst human in the world.
No, it doesn't give you, it does not give you a ride.
It's a birthday. Let her have it.
What do you want to do on your birthday that means you're so garbage? Do you want to like go and trip toddlers at the park?
It's just I get to be myself and you can't yell at me for it.
Mate, you are yourself every day and I yell at you for
it.
So why should it be any other?
You can't yell at me for it on my birthday.
Mate, I'm worried that your expectations are very high because you just got to take into context what my girlfriend, what I did for my girlfriend on her birthday. Wasn't a lot.
You watched wrestling. You did nothing for your girlfriend.
So what do you think I'm going to do for you that's not my girlfriend?
I'm not expecting anything from you, mate.
Well, there's no wrestling show on your birthday, which is a bit of a bummer because I would have done that. But, Jess, I'm more focusing on celebrating Queensland, the state, throwing a bit of a party on the show for them. So we need ideas of how to celebrate Queensland's birthday.
Yeah, we want to do the most Queensland celebration ever on next Wednesday.
13, 12, 16, or you can always hit us up on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ. What would be involved in a Queensland birthday party?
Mm.
What would be involved to celebrate the beautiful state of Central Queensland?
I'm going to throw it out there. There's got to be heaps of pineapples involved.
Probably, and some cane toads.
Yeah.
You've
got plenty in your backyard. Do you want to bring them in?
I'll bring my golf clubs too. Have a bit of fun with that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I do need to come clean about a mistake I made yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And I've made it in the past once before as well.
It's so nice to have you being a mess on the show for once. Like, I'm really just reveling in this moment.
Yeah. I've told two people. Both of them have almost fallen to the ground laughing.
Right.
One person told me I should not talk about this on the radio. So here we are. Here I am. And I hope this hasn't happened to you if you're listening, but I feel like it might be because of my innocent heart more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I park my car outside every single night under some nice, beautiful gum trees at my house. I live next to a national park. And I've been noticing some sap dropping down onto the bonnet.
Ooh.
And it's hard to clean off.
Yeah.
I was at the car wash yesterday, trying my hardest with the pressure hose and everything to get it off, and just wouldn't budge. So after I washed it the first time, I went over, started licking my thumb and just kind of like trying to work it out. It still wouldn't come off. It was just smudging into the bonnet. So I was like, oh, my car's white. This is not good. This is not good. So I came to work because I knew that we had like multi-purpose spray, cleaning spray. So I came in and sales manager was here. He's like, you all right, mate? I was like, yeah, don't worry. I'm good. I'm just there's some sap on the bonnet. I just need this because like I've been licking my thumb and cleaning it off and it's not working. Oh. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll come have a look. And he comes up to me and he's like, oh, mate. I was like, yeah. And I thought he was going to be like, you've ripped the paint off, because sap can sometimes rip the paint off.
Yeah, sap is a paint destroyer.
Wasn't Trey Sapp.
Oh, God, what
that
was
I
it?
Had been licking my thumb repeatedly, so I'd lick clean, lick clean, lick clean.
Why?
It was bat poo.
Tim.
It was bat poo.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, and then it was stuck on my hands as well.
So you licked bat poo yesterday?
Multiple times.
Oh,
not
buddy.
Directly tongue to poop, but tongue to poop on thumb.
May as well have. Who knew bat poo was so hard to clean off a car?
Oh, apparently everyone. Apparently me and you are the only people that don't know how hard bat poop is to clean off a car. Because
what colour was it?
It was like caramel chocolate.
Oh.
It was like really light milky chocolate.
Oh, Tim.
So anyway, my girlfriend won't kiss me and it's not... Not enjoyable. Anyway, Mary, I just needed to get it off my chest. So hopefully no one looks at me differently. Anyway, we got to go, Jess. I do have some final advice before we get out of here today. Just if you think it's sap, just always assume it's bat poo. Anyway, hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.